Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday the 8th of April 2013. And welcome back from holidays. If like me, you've been on holiday, although for me much time is spent on sitting on my 16-year-old's head trying to get him to revise for his GCSEs. And also actually some really fine weather and getting out into the garden and tidying up after the very long winter. So this morning I want to have a look at markets in the first quarter of the year, and I'll catch up with developments in personal finance later in the week, which I normally do on this second Monday of the month. But having missed last week, I thought I'd better just check in on the markets first of all. Indeed, markets in the first quarter of 2013 were pretty strong. They're not green across the board, but we saw all-time highs reached in the US. And this week, though, as you'll have heard, markets did drop sharply, and we'll come on to that in a minute. Let's have a look at markets in the previous quarter, though, January to March. Japan was up a full 20%. Whilst the Far East was down around 2%, Europe is up 5%, and the UK is up a nice 12%. US is up 10%, and in reaction really to expectations that there is a recovery in the global economy, oil was up 6% and ended the quarter at around $97 a barrel. Gold, meanwhile, was down 5% at 1674, really reflecting an increase in risk appetite. The last quarter ended with relief at the Cyprus bailout package and the controversy surrounding it, and of course 10 days later that's now largely forgotten. And back from Easter holidays, markets now seem to have a new set of themes to keep them occupied. Four central banks met last week, Australia, the UK, the European Central Bank and Japan. And with the exception of Japan, the banks did absolutely nothing. The status quo was maintained. Japan, however, delivered a whopping stimulus package far exceeding market expectations. The central bank's aim in Japan with its new board of governors is to achieve inflation of 2% within 2 years. Given Japan's long history of deflation, that's a pretty ambitious target. And there are fears that actually all the stimulus package will do is produce asset bubbles, but it's a worthy objective and we'll see what happens. The March purchasing managers indices were delivered this week. They showed some small improvement in the US, UK, Japan and China, but the rest of the world retreated. The purchasing managers index, just to remind you, is an indication of manufacturing strength, and a figure of less than 50 indicates contraction, and a figure over 50 indicates expansion. At the moment, only the US, India, Japan and China are above 50, and Europe remains particularly weak on this front. Generally, economic data is uninspiring this week, and that really kept markets on the back foot. And the culmination of this was Friday in the US, with the March employment report, and this showed a very sharp slowdown in employment growth. And the figures, for those who are interested, March employment growth was 88,000. That was compared to employment growth of 268,000 in February. And so showing real concern that the recovery momentum is slowing in the US. Stocks dropped in general, although they had been up previously in the week, and is indicative that oil dropped $4 on the news, confirming suspicions of slower growth and the loss of momentum. The bottom line, well, there was a lot of red around this week after a strong first quarter, except in Japan, which is up 3.5% on that stimulus package. And I think it's a salutary reminder that global economic growth is still very weak, markets are very reactive to this, and it brings back to mind the principle that stock market investment is all about asset allocation, making sure you've got the right money in the right place at the right time. And in the current environment, it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against these macroeconomic risks. What have we got coming out this week? Well, it's China's monthly data binge. Keep an eye on the trade data in particular, which is seen as a proxy for global